Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Ireland's participation in boxing at the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles is far from certain because of a row between the International Olympic Committee and the governing bodies that run the sport. Now, this would be a very big blow for Irish boxing, which is by far our most successful Olympic sport, producing the likes of Kelly Harrington, Katie Taylor and Michael Carruth. Well, here to tell us exactly what's going on is Kevin Byrne, who's boxing writer with the Irish Sun, and Kevin is host too of the Rocky Road podcast. Good morning, Kevin.
Morning, Claire. How are you keeping?
Very well. Thanks for being with us. And I'm glad that you're here to explain all of this to us, because we have the dispute between the International Olympic Committee and the International Boxing Association. Now, the IBA, that association, that has traditionally run amateur boxing. It stretches back for decades. So can you tell us what's going on? Give us the background.
Yes, absolutely, Claire. The IBA, formerly known as IEBA, have run boxing effectively, you know, for a century, you know, and it was a one world body. So when you're the world champion, there's no competition really, and what they say goes. Now, it's in recent years, it's run into a lot of controversies about governance and corruption and all sorts of things, and like, We all saw what happened in 2016 at Rio, when there was all these judging scandals and things like that. Also, there were stories on the side of financial irregularities. So there were many rows with the Olympic, the International Olympic Federation Association. And it all came to a head when the IBA, which was rebranded to the International Boxing Association, they came under Russian influence and came under Russian governance. And then obviously the war broke out in Ukraine, and the Olympic Federation, the Olympic Commission, basically said to the IBA, you are no longer going to be allowed run boxing at the Olympic tournaments. So for the past two Olympic boxing tournaments have been run by the Olympic Federation themselves. They set up a thing called the Boxing Task Force, who ran the tournament in Tokyo during COVID and who ran the tournament in Paris 2024. But they said that wouldn't be a long-term thing. They were doing two tournaments and then they were out, and then it was up to boxing to get its house in order. Obviously, mm-hmm. we saw Kelly Harrington won gold at both of those tournaments. In the background then, it became clear that once those two tournaments were done, boxing would not be taking place at Los Angeles 2028. It wouldn't be run by the IOC and it wouldn't be run by IBA. So what was needed then was a new body to step up and form. And then it was a question of would federations around the world support this body? So World Boxing was formed in 2023 with some founder members such as Great Britain, USA, Canada. But it was slow enough to gain support. Now, I know it's only 2 years on. It's not really a long time in a rapidly changing world of geopolitics. But in recent weeks, this body, World Boxing, has been boosted significantly by being recognised by the IOC, gaining new members. They're up to 84 members. Ireland is still not a member. But that could change in the coming weeks or months.
Okay, so the, for World Boxing, this new organisation set up, as you say, in opposition to the IBA, the Olympics, yes. The International Olympics Committee say, yeah, you're the organisation for us. You can bring athletes to the Games in LA, but Ireland isn't a member and has decided at the last vote not to be a member. Why was that decision taken?
Well, this decision was taken in around 2023. It was a vote by the clubs. It needed it was a high threshold. 75% of clubs needed to vote to make this change, but it fell short by, I think, 4 votes. There was a pro vote, 84-34, but it just didn't hit 75%. And I think the main reason was the clubs of Ireland, like boxing in Ireland is a democratic thing, and the clubs and the members vote for the direction of the organisation. Because to join World Boxing and to leave IBA behind would have been to join an entity that didn't have like a youth boxing set up, an international series of events to keep boxers interested in. So they were worried, I suppose, we leave IBA, we join World Boxing, they don't have a pathway for our young boxers. Suddenly you're a club in Ireland and your boxers have nothing to do, have nowhere to go. You know, so why leave IBA that has a structure? Like, IBA is imperfect. I don't think anybody in the world would say it's a perfect organization, but at least it does have a set structure of events. They organize the Europeans in you know, in association with the European Boxing Organization. So they have a schedule of events, and World Boxing didn't have anything to correspond. Now, in recent months and weeks, World Boxing have gotten their house in order, and they've announced their own schedule of world events and underage events, which could be key the next time this is put to a vote of the Irish clubs and the Irish members, because now they can see a pathway for their 14, 15, 16-year-old kids to box internationally, which is what every every boxing club wants. You want the kids in your club to graduate to becoming national champions and then to go on to move on to international competition.
Yeah, of course. And it's really important for them to get experience of those competitions as well. And as you say, keeps them motivated right until they hopefully get to the top of the sport. So is it likely then that Irish boxing clubs will be given another chance to decide whether they want to be in the World Boxing Organization? Because if we're not in, we can't go to the Olympics.
No, that's true. And look, people would say that boxing, amateur boxing, isn't all about the Olympics. There is the other, you know, all the other years that, you know, the boxers need events. And so it's not all about the Olympics. There are world championships, European championships that they want to take part in as well. But now that World Boxing have added to their roster of events, it's more attractive. It will be put to a vote to the Irish clubs in the coming weeks and months, and it's up to them to vote whichever. I would imagine that there will be a groundswell towards world boxing. It's like just last week at the IBA organised Women's World Championships in Serbia, where the Roscommon sisters Lisa and Aoife O'Rourke won world silver medals. During the tournament, there was an announcement that more countries had joined world boxing. So, and a couple of powerhouses, when significant countries join world boxing, that makes you sit up and take notice. No disrespect to smaller nations, but when China and Turkey join world boxing mid-tournament, you know, then you can see that it's there is a groundswell. I think Ireland have written to the International Boxing Association proposing to become dual members. So while remaining members of the International Boxing Association, can we also join world boxing and be a dual member? It's my belief, it's my understanding that the Irish Boxing Association haven't really heard back from the IBA headquartered in Russia exactly what the criteria is, and they haven't actually been told yes, no, or maybe really. Right. So they've been left in the dark. So they're going to have to go their own way, I think, in the next few weeks and put it to a vote and ask the members. And it's up to the members to see which way they want to go.
So it seems unlikely then, if they had no response from the IBA, that they'll be able to keep a foot in both camps and be in both organisations at the same time. So really now we're down to crunch time, aren't we?
I think so, but I would say Ireland will put it to its members that to propose to become dual members. And if you propose to become a dual member, then it's up then to World Boxing to accept you as a dual member. And then it's up to IBA to either, you know, kick you out of their organisation and, you know, leave you as a sole member. It's all very, like, you know, as you can see, there's a lot of moving parts. And
yeah. But it's also, you know, it's confusing, really, I would imagine, for particularly the younger boxers who are coming up through the amateur sport, right?
Absolutely. And most young boxers want to say keep politics out of boxing. You know, at first, Ireland decided to boycott IBA-run events. But then it was just the boxers really losing out while boxers from around the world were taking part in these. So then, like, a progressive coach and an Olympian, John Joe Joyce, went on Joe Duffy and appealed, this boycott is madness. And then one of his boxers entered a world tournament and ended up winning the thing, you know. So the young boxers might not necessarily keep abreast of global geopolitics and things like that, but we're all watching from the sidelines. Like, it's funny that, you know, the next Olympics are going to take place in the USA, and, you know, the Trump organization would be more in line with the Russian led IBA than probably world boxing. And yes, the United States Boxing Association are an anchor tenant, effectively, of world boxing. So it's going to be interesting to see where things go.
It certainly is. And it's up to the adults in the room to sort it out, really, you know, so that the amateur boxers can reach their potential. Kevin, thanks so much for explaining it to us. It's a complex story, but we certainly got a sense of it there. Kevin Byrne there, boxing writer with the Irish Sun. And Kevin's podcast is called The Rocky Road.